This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 15th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. The Obama budget is out, and the big news is that there's not much to it. Flouting the advice of his own fiscal commission, the president has avoided making any of the cuts that would make real, lasting reductions in federal outlays. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Dan Mitchell comments.
Well, I suppose this is like you have to learn to walk before you can run. And as long as you have big, huge deficits every single year, you're obviously nowhere near where you need to be to start reducing government debt. But the important thing to realize is both of those are merely symptoms of the underlying problem of too much government spending.
Is there any indication that the president is dealing with any of the fundamental ground level issues in his budget?
There's good news and bad news in the president's budget. The good news is that there's no so-called stimulus proposal. There's no plan for a government-run healthcare system. There's no big new initiative to radically expand the burden of government like we've seen in previous years. On the other hand, the bad news is that we're simply treading water. He's not proposing to undo any of the damage, not only of his first 2 years, but the damage of the 8 years of George Bush, who also was a big spender. So we're in a situation, we're like an alcoholic. We've just downed, a fifth of vodka, and we're saying, okay, well, we're not going to drink until tomorrow. That's not exactly a solution for the problem we face.
Contrast what the president would like to do with, one, House and Senate Republicans, and two, specifically the most radical plan that has come out so far is the bill offered by Senator Rand Paul to cut $500 billion this year.
The president has a budget that proposes to tread water. Republicans on Capitol Hill have a whole series of initiatives, including a plan by House Republicans to reduce what's called appropriated spending by $100 billion for this fiscal year that we're already in, fiscal year 2011. Senator Paul of Kentucky wants to reduce $500 billion. He has a really aggressive plan. And then, of course, in the long run, there are proposals such as Congressman Paul Ryan's roadmap that would significantly reform entitlements, which are the driving force that will turn America into Greece if those programs aren't changed.
What does the president propose with regard to Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid?
Perhaps the most disappointing part of the president's budget is that he basically punts on the issue of entitlement reform. He doesn't even endorse the relatively milquetoast proposals of his own fiscal commission. And this is sort of akin to knowing that you have a fatal disease. You know that if you go to the doctor, you can cure that disease, but you decide instead that you're just going to lock yourself in a dark room. And that is a very, very disappointing aspect of this budget.
The president recently famously said that he hadn't, in fact, raised anyone's taxes. What of the tax side of his budget proposal?
It's very ironic that the president would have claimed just recently during a Super Bowl interview that he hadn't raised anybody's taxes when we had hundreds of billions of dollars of higher taxes in the Obamacare proposal, not to mention one of his very first pieces of legislation included higher cigarette taxes. I guess maybe he just doesn't count people who smoke as being taxpayers. But if you look at his budget, he's continuing a pattern of higher taxes. One-third of his supposed savings come from tax increases. He wants to significantly increase the tax burden on American companies that are trying to compete overseas, and that's certainly bad news for job creation. But the real fundamental issue is he doesn't understand that our problem is too much government spending, and to the extent that he does recognize we have a problem with deficits, he thinks the answer is simply to have the government collect more money out of the private sector through taxes rather than borrowing. But the fundamental problem is that too much money is being transferred from the productive sector of the economy to government, and that's why our problem is spending, and the only solution is to control spending.
Dan Mitchell is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.